Welcome back. 3:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Charles Hurt writes the nuclear option column here in the Washington Times, and today he's got a piece called News Hounds in Heat Over Obama. I got to admit, Charlie, I saw some of this yesterday on C-SPAN. I couldn't believe what I was looking at.
Even after all this time that we have been sitting here watching these people fawn all over Obama at every turn, I was blown away. I literally picked up the phone and had to call like three people just to make sure that we were watching the same thing and that this wasn't some Saturday Night Live skit where they were like making fun of the media or something. I mean, the guy was just, he was practically drooling all over Obama.
All right, now, for those of you just tuning in, you don't know, I touched on this a little earlier in the show. I did more than touch on it because this sickened me. It really did. But anyway, what we're talking about is Dean Singleton, who is the chairman of the AP, the Associated Press. He was to introduce the president yesterday at this event, this annual luncheon. He gushed over the president to the point I thought someone was going to have to take a mop up to the stage and mop up the slobber. This is how much this guy went into the tank for Obama. Am I kidding? Am I kidding about that?
No, that is a perfect description of it. It was so cloying and so gross that I honestly think I don't even think the White House would have dared. You know, oftentimes the White House will like write an introduction for when Obama gets introduced at a political event. I don't even think the White House would write something so gooey and fawning and lovey-dovey. It was just like, ew.
Oh, my God. The only thing missing was this. I mean, if that had been playing in the background, it would have been perfect, you know? This guy, he did basically a campaign speech for Obama, talked about what he's done, what he's accomplished, despite inheriting this economy and all this other stuff. You know, I thought these people were supposed to be straight down the middle, neutral. These are people from the Associated Press.
The Associated Press! They're not even supposed to be anywhere near sort of this kind of political stuff. But I do think that it reveals something that you and I, we've talked about this before, and you know how it exists in this town, where these people, they get here, and they get on the inside, and whether they're politicians, whether they're Republicans, whether they're Democrats, or whether they're the media, as soon as they get inside the room and they feel loved by one another, they just go all wobbly and become, that's all that matters. And they totally forget that outside of this town, people are really struggling and they are really hurting because of, you know, the policies that do or don't get passed in this town. People are suffering. Businesses are suffering because of that. Whatever your political belief is, they are, you know, we would agree that they're suffering. We may disagree as to why. But these people in this town, as long as they're in the presence of him, and as long as they're sort of like on the inside, they just forget all objectivity. They forget that our role as the press is to, you know, discomfort the comfortable and comfort the discomforted, and they just throw that out the window because they want to be liked, and there's nobody they love more than this president.
Yeah, I nicknamed this guy Dean Simpleton. But anyway, no, I got to tell you, you know, even the line, what was it? Oh, quote, even many who opposed his election felt proud.
You know, and you know, Andy, I think that honestly goes to the very heart of it, because that is a purely racial comment. These people are so, you know, they are unable to judge by the content of someone's character. All that matters to these people is the color of someone's skin. And the fact that Obama is African American, that is all that matters to these people. And to me, and the way I cannot think of anything more insulting to blacks than that sort of condescending, you know, because goodness knows, if you look at the upper echelons of you know, the news business, they're all white and almost exclusively all white men, and they're all liberal, and they all feel guilty about it, and so they and so you know they just completely show their true colors by not listening to the words that Obama says, not listening to his ideas, but just saying, oh, he's a black guy, so I'm on his side. That's basically what that guy was saying right there. And there's nothing more sickening and condescending and racist than that, if you ask me.
You know, Charlie, I said earlier, I was never more embarrassed for the news business than I was yesterday. And that is absolutely true. And I have admitted to being on the radio almost 40 years and always had a great deal of respect for the Associated Press. It's been around since 1845. It's a cooperative. I mean, there are many organizations that make up this one organization, a nonprofit, I might add. I was never so embarrassed. When I first got into radio, if someone said, you know, I heard it on the radio, it's got to be true. Chances are, it was true. Today, if you hear it on the radio and if it comes from sources like the Associated Press, I can no longer say that.
Yeah. No, it's incredible. And a lot of times it's not sort of the black-white, you know, complete falsity that you know, where they just get something totally wrong, but it's just a constant little subtle shadings of things in every single story. And you know, and I live in Washington, and I subscribe to the Washington Post every day. I get that, and I read it. I literally, I think that my doctor is going to tell me to stop reading it instead of taking blood pressure pills, because I read that thing, and sometimes I'll read it just sort of for laughs.
Yeah.
It is so shockingly out of touch and so shockingly left-wing that you know, when you sort of pile it all together, it's not even like, I mean, it is a total promotion for Democrats, but it's far to the left of like mainstream Democrats that I know anyway.
Yeah.
It's a very sad situation, and it's really no wonder why our business, the business that we got into that I love more than anything, this business is going down the tubes. It's exactly because of this kind of thing, that blindness that keeps people from having any clue, you know, whether they can trust the news or not.
I can tell you, the only thing missing yesterday is when Singleton was done his introduction. I just figured that at any moment he was going to get out a dozen red roses and give Obama a big sloppy wet kiss.
and then even still, Obama comes out and lectures them.
Oh my God!
What they need to,
that's
how
true.
They need to view his policies and everything. And I just was thinking, man, you guys really are dogs in heat. This guy, not only have you slobbered all over him, then he walks out and like pushes you around, and you guys just take it. And then when the question and answer period came up, I filled up all my barf bags in the television room, and so I could barely listen to any more of it. But at that point, they started asking questions, and there were all these like super smart, you know, these are the greatest newsmen in the world, and they're asking these like softball, ridiculous questions, and basically just set him up to like, you know, give his talk. I was just like, oh, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's no wonder the guy got elected in the first place, and it's no wonder that Republicans face a real, real uphill challenge in getting him out of the White House in November.
No, you're right. And I did watch a little bit of the question and answer thing, and my favorite question was, Mr. President, what's your favorite color? All right, listen, I got to get out of here. I know you do, too. Thank you very much for joining me. Folks, check it out. Nuclear
Thanks,
Option Column, News Hounds in Heat over Obama. Talk to you next week, Charlie.
Yeah.
See you later. 358, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, the truth.